It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she'll take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette on her website, sosaiththequeen.com. It's time to start a revolution.
Hello, my name is Annette Daly, a lifestyle designer and executive queen officer at So Saith the Queen, LLC. I am looking for other queens to join my movement. I'm starting a revolution of women who discover their passion and purpose and embrace the queen within. Wow. A movement? A revolution? Those sure are words that conjure up some big images in my mind. Am I being too big for my britches? Well, maybe. But let us learn what these words really mean and put them into our context. Here's what the dictionary says about a revolution. A major change. A dramatic change in ideas or practice. So what is a movement? Social movements are a type of group action. They are large, informal groupings of individuals and or organizations focused on specific political or social issues, in other words, on carrying out, resisting, or undoing a social change. In this contest of embracing the queen within, my goal is to have women and girls to realize their worth and contributions they can do to make a difference in this world. In case you're wondering, yes, I am a feminist, and I'm proud of it. I've marched in the National Organization for Women rallies in Washington, D.C., voted for Hillary Clinton, and I look up to Gloria Steinem and many other great women who lead change for women's rights. The National Organization for Women is an organization that is full of passion, whether you agree with them or not. And the more passionate you are, the better you are able to stand up against resistance. I want to help women be truly committed to discovering their passion and purpose because we can make a difference in this world and leave a legacy. We queens need to come together as a group and support each other. If we did this, just imagine how our teenage girls will be affected. Problems with our girls' self-esteem will greatly lessen if they have role models in their mothers and their grandmothers who know their purpose and gifts. We have to show the power we have to do what we love and are good at, regardless if it is non-traditional. I get so excited when I see women working in non-traditional female roles. Women who are carpenters, Wall Street traders, firefighters, and girls on high school football teams are all women who have stood up to resistance and were committed to their passion. That's the only way to embrace the inner queen. Starting a movement or a revolution means we have to work together and lift each other up instead of tearing each other down. Please watch your words when you speak about another queen. Your words are devastating. The ego tries desperately to convince you that you are separate from others. When you hurt others with your words, you also hurt yourself. There are many women elected in political offices that I do not agree with whatsoever, but I don't down them. I am happy women are being better represented in Congress. I'm careful to separate their views on issues from their person. By embracing your queen within, you are recognizing that you are a unique expression of God's creation. What gifts are you trying to emerge from within? How can you activate your potential? What is your unique gift to share with the world? The quality of the questions reflects the quality of our lives. Long-lasting happiness can only happen when we are sharing our gift. Be present to the gifts that are appearing in every moment. Stop blaming yourself so that you can discover your gift. Making a difference is just by how you show up. Don't measure it entirely on money or fame or by how many people you help. Helping just one other queen is significant. What you love is a clue to what your gift is. You know it's your gift when it's effortless. What your true joy is your true gift. When you use your gift to serve, that's when true transformation occurs. When you can't wait to serve, your gift gets bigger. One of my top passions is to inspire and encourage others. Inspire means in spirit. Discovering your gift and living your gift is another challenge. We need to come to terms with our own vibration. We vibrate in and out with people, experiences, and everything has a vibration. Clean out everything that is not serving you to improve your vibration. When you've found love, you've found everything. Love heals everything. Love coming from the heart is authentic and you can feel it. Love is the language of the soul. It's simple. It's you. You are the gift. In each moment, ask what the gift is here. And don't forget to appreciate the gift of adversity. Follow your heart and get ready for the greatest adventure of your life. If you'd like help clarifying the things that are most important to you, or you want to receive help discovering your gifts and purpose, I can help you walk away with a strategy you can use for the rest of your life for aligning with your passions. I have private consultations available, and I also hold workshops and seminars. For more information, you can go to SoSaithTheQueen.com. And while you're there, if you're interested in doing some team building at your office or for your tribe of friends, I also offer vision board workshops. It's a great way to harness the law of attraction and team camaraderie. Embrace your inner queen. Every moment is a gift. Be grateful for your gifts and share them with others. So saith the queen. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead.
But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright.